is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. So glad to be with you on this wonderful Monday. Yes, we are getting ready to start the Psychic Love Doctor show. I'm Deborah Lee. I am accompanied by my co-host, Jimbo Baggins, who you will hear momentarily when he explains how to have a great phone call with us. I want to mention to everybody, so we're all on the same page, that I'm using only ordinary playing cards, okay? Not tarot, not oracle, and not any of the other wonderful systems that are out there. And I do believe that there are many that are amazing. So, you know, I just want you to know this is personal prophecy, the way my grandmother taught it. I also illustrated how to conduct readings of this nature for yourself and also for others in a book that I wrote that was published in London some years ago, and it's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards by moi, in case you'd like to look it up and read the background around me and then learn from the lessons. I also want to mention that I'll be using a full 24-card layout, which is more for my benefit during your call, so that I get a good look at, you know, what's going on in your life, the emotional roller coaster you may or may not be on, how things are shaping up for you, basically the landscape of your life as you're living it right now in the present. So we will then commence with your reading. So I do need a minute or two to get the cards positioned in the layout. And with that, I'm going to turn you over now to Mr. Excitement himself, Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Yes, welcome everybody. I want to remind you folks that this show is for educational and informational purposes only. Also would like to remind you folks that if you are an international caller, or if you're international viewing us on Facebook, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs when you come and let us know. All right. So please do that.
And we only really single you out for that because many of you are up in the wee hours of the morning,
If
not into the next day. And we just want you to feel honored for joining us.
And some of our folks from the country to the north, they're really not going through those time zone things, but they're international, so we give them love too anyway. Even though they don't have the time zone issues like you folks do. All right, let's get down to the basics. 646-595-4274, that's the number you can call or Skype into. That was one something I learned on this, is that you can Skype a number. That's cool. So when you do that, you'll get a message saying that you can listen to the show while you wait, and you should hear the show. And if you don't hear anything, something went wrong, hang up, call again. That's the easiest thing to do. Don't screw around too much, you know. Because a lot of people actually after the call will hang on and listen to the show. That's very common. So, and that's all good. All right, Facebookers. We, if the lines, you can't predict, you know, computers, people, summertime here in the United States, what the call. Right now we got a good lineup. If the calls cease, we will definitely turn to you folks. That's no problem there. But other than that, I guess you're going to be an audience for now at least, okay? But anybody that's getting a reading, when you hear this, you hear the harps, which are a little bit soft. That means that we are concluding your free reading with Deborah. It has to, because people stack up when everything's going good. They're stacked. So please respect that. When you hear the harps, don't think it's part two. You keep asking more questions. You got to just let it end. You can call back any other time. And then I'm going to give you a single angel card reading before we go. And it'll be the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle cards. The best of the best of the best here, folks.
Oh, yes. I think they are.
They are. It is really good. I mean,
they really resonate.
And the artwork. They didn't pay some 10-year-old kid to do the artwork. So they put some stuff into this. So if you're into these kind of cards, and I know we have people like Sophia. I don't know if she's here right now, but Sophia has a lot of the Archangel cards. A lot of them. Probably she might have them all. I never asked her. She probably has all of them. I don't know how many archangels there are, but.
Oh, and might I add, we will soon be adding the personal prophecy deck to cards that you would be able to use for your own training, for your own insight. So that's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Indeed it is. I believe I have covered all the important things, and I think it is time. Yes. Yes, yes, is it time? You ready? Ready, Freddie?
Let's get this party started.
Let's take our first caller, and what better way to kick it off is to have an international caller. Welcome.
International.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome from a distant land.
Welcome to the Love Doctor Show.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, Fred.
Hello there. This must be Bob.
That's right.
We're glad to have you.
Hey, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, 5x5, man.
Forgot to plug it in.
It's not working.
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, good morning to you too, Bob, because I know that you are on the other side of the globe.
Yes.
Yeah, it's,
so,
it's 10 past 8 in the morning here.
Oh, it is, yep, bright and early.
Oh, my.
I like it, I like it.
Well, my body wakes me at 3 a.m., so this is like midday for me.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, that's cool. Early to bed, early to rise, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love that time of day. Jimbo, it's like my world is so peaceful. No man's sounds. And it's when I do my best writing. So I love it. I love it. And I get to see it every beautiful new dawning of the day up here in paradise. So, yeah, it's awesome. And
One day we're going to visit there. Bob, and we're going to look you up.
Yeah, well, you know where I am. And
that's right.
My good news is just over a week ago, I got a brand new puppy dog who's, he's absolutely awesome. He's a purebred black and tan Kelpie, and he's sitting on my left foot at the moment.
So brand new puppy dog as in literally a puppy too?
He's 18 months old. He was a farm dog, but he's he's just finding his way in a newer environment, so he's a bit skittish, but
sure. That's awesome, because we got lots of critters running, lots of our little canine critters running around here, too, so we understand how awesome that is.
Please post a picture.
You got to do some picture stuff.
What's his name or her?
Skipper.
Skipper with his...
Skipper. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, you have to get, when he gets a little more calm and relaxed and used to, you have to get some pictures of the old captain's hat on.
Oh, how cute. Yes.
Well, I used to have a dog called Skipper. When I was living on my boat, I had two dogs. And so I was the skipper. Barnaby was the first mate. And Charlie was the boatswain.
That's a good pecking order.
Yeah, you can't forget the bosuns.
That's right.
No.
What can we do for you, my friend? What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's cooking?
My mind, thankfully, is fast asleep in its basket, but my heart is curious.
We're going down the love trail, I believe, Deb.
Love trail?
Yeah.
Yep.
The love trail.
Yep. Love Shack, baby. Some B-52s. Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. Got to laugh. Got to have fun because this is life. We got it.
We're stuck here.
The clock's ticking. It's not going to last forever, so we got to enjoy every second. Have a good time.
Right.
Well, Jimbo, for me, sometimes I'm happy and sometimes I'm sad, but I'm always content.
You know, that's actually a good attitude, because people have to realize that life is not a show on TV, and there's going to be downs, ups, where there's ups, there's downs, or there's hills, there's valleys. That's just life, and you got to be content. Knowing that it all kind of averages out, you know. Yeah, you're right.
Well, if you were happy all the time, how would you know?
Exactly. So
you
that's the thing.
That's
yeah.
Right.
And if you're happy all the time, people might think you're a little crazy, too. You got to watch out for that.
Bugger him.
Bob, I got to tell you, I see a woman. She's practically on top of you. She's so close. All right.
Wow.
Lovely lady. She is fair complected, has fair, you know, she's, I'm going to go with saying blonde and blue eyes for her. And do you like the blondes with blue eyes, Bob?
Two arms, two legs, a head, and a good attitude.
There, that's all.
Yeah, well, I think the good attitude, yeah, that also has to be a thing, you know, right.
This is a woman that I believe is relocating to Australia, and she's missing her home, her home country, a great deal. But I feel she's going to take a place to live very close to where you are, and you're going to meet her in passing, which is, a lot of times that's serendipity. You just never know. All of a sudden you are looking into the eyes of your future beloved. And that's what she is going to be. It's going to totally change your life, Bob. Nothing like having some real, genuine love in our lives.
That's what he's asking for.
And that's what he's going to get.
That's what asking he shall receive.
Well, he has manifested this. I do believe that, Bob. You've manifested this woman coming into your life. And the only thing I would say is make sure she likes puppy dogs.
You don't ever know that. You don't ever know, but, you know, they got it. They got it.
It's kind of a...
I think she has four dogs of her own.
Does she?
Wow, this guy's manifesting hardcore.
Okay, well... I love that. Anybody that loves dogs to me is a good person with a good heart.
Dogs and or kids.
Yeah.
Or kids. Dogs and kids are very similar. If you're good with them, then that means that you have patience and you respect the innocence and the purity and all that, blah, 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 and the companionship.
It has a sense of being a whirlwind romance for you. But I believe, Bob, that you can thrive on that. Of love that just seems to come out of nowhere. The two of you, it doesn't take long. And the two of them, I believe, will actually make a home together.
That's cool. And this is somebody that is actually, you said, originally lived there a long time ago, possibly, and is relocating back eventually to Australia,
right?
Oh,
that's interesting.
I thought you said that.
It wasn't what I said.
Oh, I missed. What did you say? Because I screwed it up.
She's relocating from a different country, possibly has already. And she's homesick.
Oh, I got it backwards. See, I was
missing
doing
her homeland.
I was putting down a scammer when that was going on.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
See, I got that she moving back because she was missing her homeland. All right, never mind. Forget I said anything. I just screwed everybody up.
What's involved in the sequence of events for Bob is that she's meant to come there so that she can enter his life. And that's as easy as it gets. It within the universe of life.
Yeah, geez, might as well have a bow tie or something like that, you know, gift wrapped. That'll be nice.
a bow tie.
Well, you know, wrapped up with a bow tie, little ribbon in the hair thing, like somebody's presenting you with a gift. That would be nice.
Well, you've got a gift for her, Bob. You're going to teach her how to laugh and how to enjoy life. It doesn't get any better than that.
Truth.
But you talked about a whirlwind romance. Well, where I live is in the tropics. And it's a cyclone region, so I'm used to Category 5 cyclones. So watch out, Bob's
yeah.
out.
But you're out of that season now, aren't you? Right? You're that season's gone
winter.
Right now, right?
Just about, yeah. And
not
in
officially.
July. I think we're probably about a month out of it. But then, you know, but in July, the whales come up here to breed and treat. And train their offspring. So being out on the water and watching the whales playing around the islands is just magnificent. It's
what kind of whales, or is it multiple
varieties?
Humpback.
It is humpback. Infamous humpback whales. Nice, real nice.
Yeah.
I can also add for you, Bob. I believe she's got two grown male children, two sons, and they are going to be so happy to see their mother not be alone anymore. So they're going to welcome you with open arms.
Great. More boy energy.
Sure.
Exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
How is your endeavor going with
the
suicide prevention? How is that going? Any updates? Anything you'd like to tell the folks?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm on a mission to eradicate suicide. And
right.
I had a meeting the other day with an organization here called WING, and that's the Whitsunday Interagency Networking Group. And it's a group of local people that provide a service to help people. So, and they're supporting my mission. And every week now, I sort of do an unannounced guest spot on the NASCAR radio program on a Wednesday, and hopefully I'll get, you know, a properly formatted and agreed fortnightly show where people can come in and talk about their experience of depression, and maybe I can just, you know, give a few pointers. But also in Queensland, there's been a massive upsurge in the formation of men's groups, and I tapped into that, and we had a beautiful Zoom meeting about 12 hours ago, and it was awesome. It was so powerful, and more men are getting the idea that it's okay to be vulnerable. You know, being vulnerable is just a human being human. So it's everything is flowing nicely. And thank you, by the way, for signing up to my mailing list. And if you haven't done so, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Those numbers help grow my channel. So it's all good. We're all here to lift each other, aren't we?
Tell our audience how they can reach you for that. What are your, your website? Or what's the best way to find you?
Yep, all the points of contact, please.
Okay. The easiest way to find me is into Google. Just type in the gift of depression, space, Bob Eden, E-D-E-N. The gift of depression, Bob Eden. And everything I've created will come up.
Wonderful.
And then, there you go. And then they can click all those the findings and go to all the different things he's made. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I urge people out there, you know, get involved and let's really do something that's going to change the world for so many, so many. I've lost 5 people in my life to suicide. And it's a pain, I think, that you live with for the rest of your life.
Ow.
So if we can start saving some lives, more power to you, Bob, and all the people who stand with you, bringing this kind of energy to the forefront. We need that. We do.
Yeah, well, the last figures I got from the World Health Organization was in 2019 survey, and they estimated that 280 million people suffering from long-term depression. And then we had this COVIDiocy thing, so I get a feeling that's at least 500 million now. And although that may sound shocking, I think it's great, because the more people that get to this place of depression, it is a gift, it is a rite of passage. And the more people that get there, the more people like me will find their way through by following their heart and putting their mind in its basket.
Yeah, and you know what? I bet those numbers are low, because the research to find out those numbers, people have to recognize that they have it, right? And then they also have to not be ashamed to admit they have it. So that's probably the numbers are probably actually greater, probably, right?
Yeah, well, it's encouraging for me that says like 20% of the world's population is going through this experience, and the evolution of consciousness is exponential. So those numbers are going to increase. And so the number of people that are waking up and finding their heart-centered truth is going to increase eventually.
Sure.
And we'll reach a tipping point very soon and change the world.
That'd be miraculous.
It is, yeah. And it makes sense, because people, that was like a subject. You don't want to talk about that and tell anybody about that. You want to bury that and stick it in a closet. And that's not how you deal with it, but that's how people used to just in this generation, people still dealt with it like that.
Well, there's a stigma attached to that.
Yeah, they don't realize that it's like, you know, if you got a cold, if you got a broken bone, you got to get it taken care of and looked at. If you got depression, you got to address it.
Absolutely. So, Bob, we love when you call us.
But he's the expert. I'm just saying. I see where he's coming from.
Well, thanks for your time, folks. And like, as I say to everybody, if you're not creating your life, who is?
Oh, love that.
And
yeah.
Before you depart,
don't go yet, Bob.
We have your Archangel Michael Oracle card reading. This probably was going to go back. It could go to this. It could be your love life. It could be both. Subject is, don't settle for less. You are a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Don't give up.
Well, I bet he won't.
I think he knows not to. I think he is this card.
Yeah.
I think he has made that decision a long time ago in his life that he's not given up.
Yeah. I am a creator.
Well, go forward with blessings from us all. And we wait till you call us again.
Yeah, we welcome you anytime to call in, and we'll always give you some time, because you have an incredible, worthy cause, and you'll always have time to talk about that on air
Absolutely.
With us.
Absolutely.
Anytime, any one of our shows, you're always welcome.
Thank you so much, family.
Oh, yep. Thank you, Bob.
And it's an opportunity to reach out. You're on the internet radio, reaching out to the world and folks here in the United States, everywhere. It's a good platform.
Lots of love.
All right. We appreciate that, Bob, on the other side of the world. It's too bad that Rachel didn't roll in. Maybe she doesn't get online that early, because it's an hour earlier than normal.
I think from Joanne, who I believe is in Newfoundland.
Yes.
That
international shout-out to Joanne in Canada. All right.
Yeah, day late and a buck short.
No, it's better late than never.
she has training.
Yes.
In suicide prevention, I think she wrote it.
Yeah, she wrote that way up there. That's part of her
intervention. You should get on board there if you have time. I know you're out winning pool tournaments around the galaxy. But
I don't believe she is outside this planet.
I'm just
kidding. I know that. I'm just poking you back. All right. Anyway, she's shaking her Canadian flag. Oh, Canada. Yes, our neighbors to the north. All right. We felt where we lived, we were so far north that we were kind of figured like you weren't even another country, really.
No, we thought of you as just the South 40 or
And it was
north
long
40.
Before 9/11. It was long before all that crap. So you just come and go. They'd sit there at the border and say, you got anything to declare? It's like, well, I declare that I'm half drunk. But no, I shouldn't tell you that, but that's about it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was about it, though, too.
Yeah, it was always a good time going to Canada. You know, those people are so doggone friendly.
And, now this is going back because things have changed in the world now, but back in those days in the 70s and 80s, my group of friends, our favorite imported beers were from Canada.
Which were they?
Well, there was a lot of Molson and Labatt's.
I see.
But those were not like, they were just because it wasn't, nobody was into the super expensive beers back then. It had to be imported, but it still had to be affordable, you know? So anyway,
Let's
do this. I'm sorry. Let's see. Let me check. I have to check headquarters, make sure the list is updated. Uh-oh. Next, we have a million callers, but the next one on the list is, that would be area code 520. Oh, Lisa, 520. You are standing in the strike zone. Good lover boy song.
Yes.
Bring it on, Lisa.
Well, I am happy, I guess.
Well, you guess. Well, if you don't know if you're happy or not, who's going to know that?
I was waiting for you to chime in.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Well, you're happy.
You're laughing. Laughing is a good sign. Either you're happy or you're insane or both.
All right, just for those of you out there that might be new to the
both
show.
Both is good. I'm both too. I agree with her.
I want to mention that Lisa has been a case study of sorts for us for many months, and it's been my way to demonstrate to others out there what I actually do in my, what I'll call a private practice as a intuitive life coach.
It's just what you do.
It's what I do. I
the voodoo just, that you do.
Yeah, I don't just sit there and spout off all these, well, this is going to happen. That we work together on helping you learn to navigate your life on an intuitive level. And through that comes such empowerment. And it can be very life-changing. So now we'll get back to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. The floor is yours.
Well, so the story is we had an excellent time this morning, just he and I. My child was fast asleep. And so we were able to spend some chatty time out there drinking coffee and blah-blahing, and then later this afternoon we're going to spend the rest of the afternoon just doing outdoor activities stuff, and it's all good.
So everything's positive?
Well, yeah, it is, and...
It's very good, and
for the beginning of the weekend, we have 2 days blocked out where we're spending solid. We were supposed to be out of town today, but something was closed that we were going to go to. So, anyway, so we have, for the beginning of the weekend, we have 2 solid days that we're spending together and doing fun stuff.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So Deb.
Okay. Deb, she can hear you fine.
Okay.
Deb.
Yeah.
What's
your
card
say?
She's basically she's looking for a 24-hour or further checkup on what she sees.
Got it.
She's got no bad, crazy, juicy stuff to feed you. So she just wants to see, what do you see down the road? The road of life.
Alrighty.
Yes. Alrighty then. Who said that?
Who did?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, that's right.
Alrighty
Jim
then.
Carrey.
Yes.
He's basically retired now. I seem to have a lot of, what would you call it, insignificant information about
you read the crap out of stuff. She reads the crap out of celebrity stuff.
It's a habit that started when I was a newspaper columnist, and I needed to stay up on it.
Yeah,
you know,
I get you. You got to research everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even subjects you don't like, you got to pay attention to. Yep, that is a true statement.
Except
so
for not wandering to
that's
that
true. You didn't have to
arena.
Worry about that.
Yes, Lisa,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Speak, Lisa.
Well, I think, doesn't he have mental health issues? And also, he's a great painter. But he was a great comic,
he's
for sure.
problem.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, see, you never know what you're going to learn here.
Well, you guys can teach me all sorts of shit about celebrity gossip.
Yeah,
I don't know squat.
Got some problems. You're right, Lisa.
Yeah, if they don't slaughter their family, I'm not going to know about anything that's going on in their lives. I don't go into part of the
show. He had a girlfriend for a blink of an eye, and then she took her life, and there was a whole bunch of sensationalism over that.
Bumped her, well, ended the relationship, and yes, she killed herself. And that was really traumatic for him, for family, of course. And I think even his fans, you know, everybody right away wanted to point fingers. Jim, what did you do?
Yeah, I bet the reason he dumped her is probably because she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He didn't know how to deal with it. He's trying to do his career. And she was probably batshit crazy, probably wasn't getting help, even though he had all the money to give her help.
And he couldn't see where this was going.
But even then, it's like, you can't, you saw some people. There are some people that are suicidal as crap. And you know what? They actually are going to do it eventually if they don't get the right help. And
well,
we don't know what the right help is. I mean, Bob was there. He would talk about it.
I agree because
go back.
Many times I have had clients come to me in private and they'll say, I've been to 10 psychiatrists or, you know, therapists. If you can't help me, I've got to end my life.
What about Kay?
Kay? Yeah.
Kay.
Oh, she was...
She had her mind made up. All they could have done was put her in a straitjacket and hung her upside down. The only way they could have stopped her.
Yeah, and yet she broke out of a...
But I'm just saying, because they didn't do that. She was determined.
I think that she was collecting pills and, you know.
I don't even know all those details.
She was in a mental hospital.
She was, and she.
Dear friend of mine.
She got the hell out of there, but, you know, yeah. But I guess.
So, Lisa's
anyway.
Waiting with bated breath.
Sorry about
here.
This suicide stuff. Let's go back to Lisa.
It's just that Bob got us thinking.
He did, because it is an important subject, but now it's hard to push the reset button and erase that out.
Anyway, okay, right. Remember we were saying there could be another prickly spot between you and your guy? Well, it's here, and it's coming. So until this passes out of the card.
A prickly, is it like a prickly cactus shower curtain?
But not as fun.
Not as fun from the inside than the outside. But anyway.
Yeah, it's a situation.
She don't care.
Remember, I told you I really believe you're going to misinterpret what you see or what you hear and that you need to pause because, you know, remember, appearances are deceiving. And you're going to find out that you jumped to a conclusion that was not correct. And I see you feeling terribly about it.
Humans do it a lot.
We do.
They stumble into something and they see a snapshot of a conversation, like a one or two sentences, but they don't know the entire context. And like, then they make a life decision. Well, I heard what you said. And it's like, well, you don't even know what you're talking about. That type of thing, right?
Oh, and that is so typical.
Of men and women.
Oh, yes.
Not just women. Men can do it too, especially if they're the jealous type. Because they automatically assume, I already know she's cheating, and look what I heard. You know, because those jealous guys.
Yes, so just be aware, it's still here. Now, when your path changes, and often they do, this is why I teach this, because you can really navigate your own life very well using this method. But when it happens, you're going to immediately rush to negative emotions. And then you're going to find out the truth that, I was wrong because you're going to get the, go ahead. And
Roger that.
So I just wanted you to be aware. It hasn't left your card yet. Like you are literally changing the future that is being perceived here by having this knowledge that there's an event coming up in your life, blah, 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 that's going to, you know, cause you to feel this by you recognizing that and not jumping to conclusions as that happens. You've changed the path. See, we control a lot of what we experience. And we do create our own reality. And, you know, we think we're just helplessly, like little marionettes running around.
Oh,
around.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody else is holding the string.
Yep, puppet master is. Yeah. Master of puppets, right?
Yeah, but we actually do. And I think that you have such good intentions with this man that I really think that one of the beautiful things about you that keeps him so close. I do.
You do?
I do.
She says, yes, I do.
I do.
Like I said in the Def Leppard song. All right, real quick, we got to move on. Actually, the everything, the electronics are working great on News for the Soul Blog Talk Radio, and the callers are all there. So, Lisa, here is your Archangel Michael card. Oh, we just gave this to the previous caller, but it was meant to be. Don't settle for less. You are a child of the divine, and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Do not give up. And whatever those... And you have to decide what that applies to in your dreams. Yeah, maybe your dreams are, I don't know, to be a butterfly or some shit. I don't know, but it's just saying. I said it real slightly. It's PG-13. Give me a break.
All right. But Lisa, you'll be okay. I really believe that you've made so much progress. And the man too. Okay.
Well, we can't get into everybody. We all know that she went through a horrible transition in her life to this new thing, new moving and all that stuff. And everything's rocking and rolling good. And that's what we like to hear.
So we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, honey. She's happy.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. That's all that matters is that you're happy. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. If you're happy, we're happy. Everybody's happy. Frickin' happy city, USA.
Yes, we are happy.
joy. All right, take care, Lisa. Oh, Lisa, we gotta go, baby doll.
Okay, thanks.
You come back. We shall see you again, my Sherry.
Don't come back now. You hear?
Yep, indeed. All right, let's keep moving because the clock's ticking. The show is winding down. We're gonna go down. Oh, I like it. 910 North Carolina, 910. Oh. Welcome to the show, neighbor to the south.
Hi, who's on the line with us?
Who are you? Who?
Hi, my name is Tisha.
Your name is what?
I'm sorry.
Tisha.
Tisha?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we've spoken with you before, Tisha.
I think we have.
And same thing happened when she called. We had to ask her three times. It's something about the speakers and the internet that it like kind of cuts off.
I got people listening on my phone, so I don't know how to get them out of it. They told me that I need to buy an iPhone and to get all that stuff out.
Tell you that. Yeah, go buy an iPhone and then buy a Lamborghini while you're at it.
Why I still have this phone because I don't have no money. Exactly.
I don't have an iPhone.
I think AT&T is going on right now.
I don't think it's an iPhone. It's a Samsung.
Oh, that's not an iPhone.
That's not an iPhone. That's Android. All right, good. Back to Keisha.
I was just calling about my love life. You see anybody new coming in there?
Oh, well, we got to look at this. Oh, yeah, I love peeking in on love life. All right, here we go for Keisha.
Just shout out to Virgil in the UK, singing some Jimi Hendrix. Massive respect. Love Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's one of his classics. I mean, obviously, he has a gazillion Jimi Hendrix,
Keisha.
But yeah.
Do you have anybody in mind?
That's always.
Have you met anybody that kind of, you know?
Any candidates or prospects?
I do have one guy in mind, but I don't know him, and I kind of was like, I don't want to dig into it. I feel kind of awkward with the situation, so I just was like, well, maybe I need to, you know, look somewhere else. But yeah, it is one guy.
Okay. Well, that's good information while she's putting the cards down. So that's good that you fed her that info.
Okay.
And that's the thing, folks. If you're new folks out there, it's not a crystal ball magic show. Traveling Egypt, travel, crystal ball. Give her info, and you'll get better info. That's the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps me to build that connection.
Yeah, it's not the stuff you see on TV back in the 60s.
But, oh my Lord, here, Keisha, I got to tell you, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 and a 5. You have 5 men here.
Holy fuckapoli.
Possibly. Yeah.
What the hell are you going to do with all them men?
Line them up.
I don't know.
That's going to stress you out. You're going to have to arrange them. Nah, yeah, but go ahead, Deb.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times we are not aware of people who have an interest in us, that we may be walking through a store. And there could be a guy over here noticing how beautiful you are. You know, or there can be a guy out on the street corner going, whoa, watching you, and you don't even see a thing. And I use this example. I'll try to do it fast. My example on how unaware we really are is example. I tell you, Keisha, please, you run across the street to Starbucks and get me a coffee. And you say, okay, I'll be right back. And when you come back with the coffee, I ask you, how many people in Starbucks were wearing blue shirts? And you say, I don't know.
Well, it's like you're trying to train a detective in the police world or something.
But I say, go back now and get me another coffee. And then you go and you count all the blue shirts. And you come back and say, well, there were 7. 7 people. But on the first trip, you didn't even really know them. Okay?
They do that at a lot of police academies,
yeah.
Special forces, whatever, FBI academies. They'll have a class, also some shit will go down. And then it'll stop. Then, hey, everybody, tell me everything you know about every single person you saw. Nobody knows squat.
Right. And if there had been, say, a robbery going on
right
over there, she might
that's
not have noticed either.
That, that's what they're trying to train these brand new cadets into the police force, FBI, whatever it
is. Be
observant.
You start paying attention, you're going to see it. Because I don't think you realize just how attractive you really are, Keisha. But your card shows. So I'll do these fast because we can't go into depth on these.
But, you know, there's many a show, as you know.
Oh, yeah, and you can always call back because now you're going to start noticing men cropping up in your life.
Mm.
All right. So,
it shall be. I don't have the song keyed up, but it's Rich Men.
Next time I'm going to say Goodman. All right.
That's
thank you so much for your reading.
Don't run now.
Hey, don't touch that dial like
you're
they used to say in the old days.
You're absolutely right. They have to be good men because your cards indicate you've not had really a lot of good men in your life. So now
the guy has to be a mighty good man. what a mighty good man. All right, go ahead, Deb.
So, yes, I just want you to be aware, the best one here out of this bunch, that one is with another woman. You're going to have a good time with him, but keep him in the friend zone. I mean, this could be somebody you work with, somebody you...
And there's nothing wrong with having the guy in the friend zone.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like it, he'll bail out. If he's cool with it, then you got a friend. Right?
True.
Either he'll like it or not like it, and you just keep it in the friend zone, like she said, and you're good on your end.
The one that I like best for you is a King of Diamonds, and he characterizes a man who knows how to handle money, but it's making money. He's like the Leo of the Zodiac, where he walks into a room and the room lights up. The only thing is, he's not found his true love yet.
Loves him.
That seems to be you, my dear.
You could be the jewel of the night.
I am the diamond. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's me then.
Yeah,
a little bit louder.
He's going to know. I mean, he's going to make his presence known. I'm feeling like by July, but we'll see. Time is very fluid.
And we
want him to be a fully cooked turkey by the time he arrives. You don't need nothing that's, you know.
It's life is like that. You don't want, it has to be the right timing. You can't have it too early, and like the turkey can't be rare. It can't come too late. The turkey's way overdone. It's a piece of crap, a chunk of brisket. You don't want to eat it. The timing's got to be perfect.
Yeah, so.
All right.
You're going to find love. You certainly are.
Love is in the air. All right. Anyway, here's your angel card reading. Subject is step into the spotlight. You have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom.
Well, well. Look at that.
And like I say, you know, folks, when we do these readings, obviously, I'll let her finish. What was that? We missed that. I was talking too much.
Oh, what you just said. Don't the angels think I talk too much?
Oh, see, they didn't say that, actually. They want you to talk.
They want you to spread your wisdom.
Yeah. You know, there's a certain point, obviously, when you're 15 or 16, you don't have wisdom. But there's a certain point, you have wisdom, you should share.
Oh, the little bit I got, I'll try. That's all I can do.
It's probably a lot more than you think when you say
the little bit
you get. But I know she's being a little facetious, but yes.
Yes, I know.
All right, Keisha.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
Don't be a stranger now.
She's our neighbor to the south,
yeah.
North Carolina, right down there with us.
All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
You guys take it easy. All right, bye.
Care.
You have a good one. Indeed. All right. Keep on, keep on.
We've got us some time.
We do have time. And we're going to go to area code 516, rocking and rolling into the state of New York. 516, welcome to the show.
Hi, Debbie. Hello? And Jim. It's Kavita from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Kavita, welcome. We got about 10 minutes.
You know, it's funny. I thought of you just over the weekend and wondered, honestly, I wondered about how you were doing.
Well,
I'm doing well. I just got back from Portugal a week ago. It was great. Beautiful. Cool.
International shout out to Laura in Canada. Very belated, but, you know, it's been a...
All right.
All right, back to Kavita.
What brings you to the show?
The floor is yours. The time is yours.
Yes. What do you see happening this summer? Any interesting...
Okay.
Anything interesting? Yep. I'm open to anything today.
That's true. The first day of summer is less than 3 weeks away.
Imagine that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did you meet any interesting men in Portugal?
No, there was no one. I was on a tour. It was just a group of
people.
There
you go.
No.
Yeah.
Not like when you go to Italy, they meet tons of men. But this is very different.
Well, and when you're on a tour, you know, you're kind of like on a path.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. You don't get a lot of time to go run off and do stuff when you're on a tour. But,
no.
But
go. But it was beautiful. I got to see pretty much the whole country. It was great.
I've never been to Portugal. I would love to. There's a lot of history there that nobody even thinks about.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I would definitely
It was a superpower. They don't realize Portugal was a superpower way back in the day, too. But anyway, go back.
All right, well, for you, my dear, I see that there is that same man is here in your car, and he just is not going away. Bear in mind, my late husband was in my own car, for 2 years before he showed himself, before I knew who he was. And by that time, I knew so much about him intuitively that the moment I met him, I thought, oh, my God, you're the one. Yeah, it was really freaky, kind of scary in a sense. All right. So what I want to tell you is that he is still coming. So if you thought, oh, after all this time. Well, remember, a lot of us are on a path toward, well, I hate to say the things that are meant to be, but there are certain meant to be's in life. And this is one of them, that you two are to unite in this lifetime. And I feel there's a past life reference here that we'll have to look at one of these days. Yes. Also, I really think that your own work, you are a beautiful artist. You guys that are watching or listening, I wish you could see the incredible She creates as an artist, yeah. So, my goodness, you are destined. That's the word I was looking for. You are destined, literally. Your work is going to be make a killing in other countries.
Wow.
Yeah, overseas is what I'm picking up. But if you get that urge that I'm going, you know, global with my work, it's going to happen for you. It really is.
Well, I'm doing an art show this coming weekend. What do you see happening there?
Oh, perfect.
Yes, perfect.
Right along the conversation line.
Don't have too high a hope on it because a lot of times people are, you know, they're coming to look. They're looking.
Yes.
But they're going to take information about you. And I believe you'll get contacted after. So I hope you have this business cards or, you know, some kind of pamphlets or something for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that, I believe, is going to become a very fertile profit zone for you. You're doing more gigs. Yes. Oh, my gosh. When you showed me the ballerina, I just about fell off my chair. That was exquisite.
Oh,
I'm not saying that because I'm up here, you know, under a spotlight. No, I mean it. You are so gifted.
Well, and she's in the right state for that stuff.
Yes, she is.
New York is the big.
Well, that's where she's going to meet her man.
That's where the international connection comes from, is the states like that, like New York.
And, you know, when the two of you unite, he is going to want to make you so happy that if you say to him, I would like you to buy me a building so I can do my work and have classes, he's going to buy you a building.
Well, then, I want somebody to buy a building, too, damn it.
Devin, do you get any sense of how I'll meet him now? Like, any sense of how and when, where?
Well, I remember telling
time
you
frames. Yeah,
that
good
I
old time frames.
You could easily be at a show of yours.
That would make
and
sense,
keep
I guess.
Keep your eye on the ball with your work. I still believe your work, your paintings are going to be shown at the Met. All right. When I posted, you laughed. I'm serious.
No rush, but yeah.
You know,
she's it.
All we have to do is reach for these dreams, and if they're the right, and we're on the right path. The stores. Look at me. I sat in northern Minnesota and told people I'm going to live in a place where there's flowers all year round. I'm going to have my own office. And they laughed. Oh, you are not. You are not. And I thought, oh, yeah, I am. I know I am. Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to let you know it's all coming to fruition for you.
Oh, that's great.
Did you answer all her questions?
Well, I feel he'll be taking
for
her.
This round, I mean.
He's
going
to take her
round
back to Portugal. There's no doubt.
A Portuguese?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he will take you.
That's amazing.
So you should brush up on your Portuguese.
Yeah, good luck on that. Yeah, good luck on that, yeah.
Sounds great.
It does.
Oh, I wanted to ask you something about this new technology that was developed by a nuclear physicist, and it's supposed to, it works with scalar energy, improving the cell function, and this scientist, she's proven that it's helped many health conditions. You know, I've had the tinnitus and some of those issues. Do you see it helping me at all? There's a center near me that I'm trying this new scalar energy program through.
Well, I hope that you would bring this up again. We are just about out of time. Jim has your angel card.
Yeah, we're about out of time. Nicole's got a 24/7 operation, another show ready to start.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about disclaimer stuff when we talk about that too. Anyway, we don't have time for that. So, but anyway, here is your angel card. Subject is someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life.
Boy, I can't think of a better note to end the
so
show.
So it was like frosting on the little cake that Deb gave you. Yeah, that one actually. That one, I think, is pretty clear on that you have a new relationship coming.
And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to tell you I told you so.
I know. I'm looking forward to that day. Thank you so much.
You take care, hon. I'm glad to hear that your trip was wonderful and that you're doing well.
Thank you.
Sure, absolutely. And keep on calling back.
Yes,
I will.
All right.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I think, sorry for the folks that are online waiting. There's a lot of people. The show's got to come to an end. We're sorry. We got to end here in less than 2 minutes. We apologize for you folks. The moral of the story is better to be first than last, especially in the world of the Blog Talk Radio shows.
Yeah,
on News
sure.
from the Soul Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are at the probably less than 1 minute mark. So we should
I'm going to leave you with the words of my grandma. Okay. My grandmother always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. So, nighty-night to those of you that are in the UK or Australia, wherever you might be, and to the rest of you.
Yeah, thank you, Blog Talkers. I know it's a short show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems short, but it's not. It was 57 minutes-ish, and we thank you folks. And moral of the story is next week, call in earlier if you're disappointed for not getting on.
Yes, take care, everybody. Much love.
You have the volume up at all?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Just sign up. This is a plug.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.